Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Belonging Comes First. And I want to say this clearly right from the beginning. Before kids can learn well, they have to feel like they belong. Not as a slogan and not as a poster on the wall, as a felt experience. Belonging isn't nice. Belonging is foundational. It's foundational, y'all, because when a student doesn't feel like they belong, their brain is busy doing something else. It's scanning for safety. It's scanning for acceptance. It's scanning for where they fit into your classroom. So today, I want to talk about what belonging actually looks like in a classroom, why it matters more than we sometimes realize, and how to build it in practical, real ways, even when you're under pressure to focus on content as we are, right? So before we get into it, though, I want to ground myself in gratitude. First, I am thankful for quiet moments of connection, the little interactions that remind kids that, hey, you matter here. Second thing that I'm thankful for is laughter in a classroom. See, I love laughter, y'all. Laughter is so important to me. Laughter doesn't mean the room is out of control. It often means kids feel safe. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is second chances for students and for teachers. Belonging, it isn't built in one day. It's built over time through repair and through second chances. Well, the main topic, y'all, that we're going to talk about here is belonging comes first. So belonging, I want to talk how belonging is a need, not a bonus. Some students walk into school feeling confident, but other students walk in wondering, do people like me here? Am I safe here? Do I matter here? Will I get embarrassed today? We have students who walk into our classrooms and walk into our schools, into learning environments, wondering those questions, y'all. And if a student is carrying those questions, learning becomes harder for them because the brain prioritizes safety before academics. So when we talk about belonging, we're not talking about extra. We're talking about what makes learning possible. So let me take you into a moment. Let's say a student walks into the classroom and their body language says everything. Their shoulders are tight. Eyes are down. Moving quietly like they're trying not to be noticed. They don't do anything wrong, but you can feel it. They don't feel like they belong yet. And in that moment, there are two kinds of classrooms. In one kind of classroom, the teacher is focused on getting started and the students, or in that student stays invisible. In another type of classroom, the teacher notices not in a big dramatic way, not calling that student out, just a simple moment where that teacher might say, hey, I'm glad you are here today. Or maybe during a quick check-in later saying, hey, you doing okay this morning? That small moment can change the entire day for that kid. Belonging, it starts with being noticed. Everybody just wants to be noticed. We want to be noticed. Our students want to be noticed. I mean, that's a part of the human condition, y'all. Belonging is something we also have to remember about belonging is that belonging is built through repetition. Belonging isn't one big moment. It's hundreds of small moments repeated. It's consistent greetings. It's predictable routines in our classroom. It's language that includes kids instead of labeling them. Belonging is kids knowing what to expect, and students knowing the teacher won't embarrass them or humiliate them. Belonging is built when students can relax, when they don't feel like they have to perform to be accepted. And that takes repetition. So let's talk about when belonging is missing. When it's missing, y'all, behaviors show up, or they're more likely to show up. A lot of behavior issues are belonging issues. When kids don't feel like they belong, they find other ways to get connection. You might have students who disrupt or clown around. You might have students who are arguing, or they just shut down. They might avoid work or test boundaries. And it's easy for adults to interpret that as disrespect. A lot of times, it's survival. It's a student saying, I don't feel safe here yet, so I'm going to protect myself. Belonging reduces behavior or makes behavior issues less likely to show up because it reduces threat. And belonging, it doesn't mean lowering expectations. This matters, y'all, because belonging is not the same as being permissive. Belonging isn't anything goes. Belonging is clear expectations. Belonging is consistent follow-through. Belonging is correction without humiliation. And belonging is accountability with dignity. A student can feel belonging and be held to high standards. In fact, that's the best combination, y'all. Because when kids feel like they belong, they're more willing to try. They're more willing to take risks. They're more willing to try to persist and recover from mistakes when they're made. So let me take you into another moment. A student has a rough day. They say something they shouldn't. They get upset. They cross a line and you address it. But then later, this is where belonging is built. You repair. You don't pretend it didn't happen, but you also don't make them wear it all day. You say something like, hey, today was tough. Tomorrow's a fresh start, and I'm still here. I still believe in you. That is belonging. Correction without rejection. That kind of message is different. That kind of message, y'all, is the difference between a student who shuts down and a student who stays connected. So let's talk about some practical ways to build belonging tomorrow, today, next week. How do you build belonging in your classroom? I want to make this as practical as can be here. Here's some things that build belonging very quickly in your classroom, y'all. Greet students by name when possible. Use predictable routines so kids can relax. Notice effort, not just achievement. Don't just notice when students actually achieve. Recognize and notice their effort. Correct students privately when you can. It doesn't need to be a big production in front of everyone where you're pointing out their flaws, mistakes, and errors, or mess-ups. Correct students privately when you can. If you need to pull them into the hallway or away from other kids, that will build belonging. Use inclusive language like we, our class, our team. That inclusive language matters. Create small roles so kids have purpose in the classroom. Give them small roles. And then repair after conflict so kids feel like they still belong. So they don't think you're mad at them. You know, let them know that, hey, tomorrow's a new day. Or tomorrow's a new day. Or next week's a new week when you come back after the weekend. It's a new weekend, right? Belonging is not a program, it's practice. It's a practice that we have to bring in every single day in our classroom. So as I do a reflective closing here, y'all, belonging, it comes first. Because before students can learn well, they have to feel safe. Before they can take risks, they have to feel accepted. Before they can grow, they have to feel like they matter. And the good news is, belonging doesn't require a perfect teacher. You're not a perfect teacher. I'm not a perfect teacher. There's no such thing as a perfect teacher, y'all. It requires a flawed, imperfect teacher who is noticing. Belonging requires a noticing teacher, a teacher who sees students as humans first. Belonging comes first, and when it's present, learning follows. Well, y'all, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers find this space. And I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.